Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and hope you've continued to listen from Drive Radio with our good friend John Rush and his crew. And congratulations to John. John said it was a number of shows for him, and I was teasing him kind of about his age there. But, congratulations, those guys. You get 1,000 shows in, you've been doing it a long time. So this is our 100th broadcast for Sports from Colorado. And so, again, we want to thank all of our sponsors. And, man, I could spend the hour today just thanking them, because without them it would not be possible. And certainly want to thank Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, kind of as one of our big title sponsors that really help us out a lot. And as well as my partner and co-host the whole time, Red Merrill. So, Red, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, buddy, and I'm going to celebrate our 100th anniversary. I'm going to drink a Coca-Cola today.
Oh, are you? Okay. Good deal. All right, good deal. Our lines are open, 303-477-5600. First of all, hope everyone had a great Christmas, and I just returned from Washington, D.C. late last night, or not too late, but somebody forgot to turn the heater on. I'm telling you, we landed and Red picked us up. It was freezing, and snow had hit the ground. So, but it's always good to get back here in the Denver area.
You got to ride in my luxury Lynn Lyle one-ton crew cab Silverado pickup.
I'm telling you, and it's great. You know, and you don't get to ride in the back of a truck too much when you own one, because most of the time you're driving. But I'm telling you, those Silverados are awesome, and hopefully we're going to be able to catch up with Dan Johnson before the end of the show today. But again, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and we love doing this show, and hopefully you do too. And as John mentioned, if you were just listening to Drive Radio, we are going to have, I think, some changes kind of in our weekday lineup a little bit. But as far as we know right now, Drive Radio and, of course, Sports from Colorado will be here for 2015 during this time slot. Check out our website, sportsmenofcolorado.com. There you'll find our bragging gallery. And a lot of our sponsors, and as John mentioned, if you like what we do, please, please give our sponsors a chance to earn your business. And I know I can't say this for every show because I don't know every advertiser, but I can tell you with Drive Radio, my show, Rush to Reason, Haystack Help, the folks that we endorse are people that we know and that we do business with. They don't just spend advertising dollars with us to help make our show possible. So if we promote them, we stand behind them.
And most of them we have used.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a few I don't like to use. You get into auto body there with Dan and yeah. Lynn Lyle, or I had a funeral home for a while with Haystack Help, and there's a few of them I don't want to give my business too quick to, but we love doing business with our sponsors, so hope you again that you will give them a chance. Well, this gentleman, it's been a while since he's been in. We took a great trip to Valdez, Alaska last August with Summertime Alaska Charters, and almost tried to get Ron to call in today from Kansas, Ron Jones, our buddy that went with us. But Rod, first of all, man, great to see you.
Hey, it's great to be back on with you guys. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And
I can't wait to get back with you.
Well, we can't
I'm
wait to have you.
Summertime Alaska Charters. Now, Rod is going to be at the International Sportsman's Expo. We'll talk about it a little bit later. That is the 15th through the 18th at the Colorado Convention Center. And I tell you what, if you would like a pair of tickets to that, we will give you a pair. But you got to call 303-477-5600, and then Matt will put you on hold, and we'll bring you on for a minute. But if you'd like a pair of tickets, give us a call. But now, how big is that boat we were on?
57 feet.
57 feet. And I'm telling you, first of all, it's kind of like being on a cruise ship. You eat all the time, Rod. I expect to go and, do some fishing and all that, but, man, I didn't expect to come back and weigh 10 pounds more. Man, I'm telling you, great food.
That's the biggest complaint we get. I just put on 5 pounds on this trip.
No kidding.
Well, we carried some of our own snacks because we weren't real sure what. And they had that boat stocked.
No,
I mean, it was
I'm
great.
I'm telling you, it was very, very good. If you're have ever thought about doing something like this, and if you haven't thought about it, you should. But summertime Alaska charters, and here's what's really cool about it. First of all, you're in Alaska, so that's cool to be with. Yes. And just beautiful, beautiful scenery. And it's something that you can really spend some time with your family, or if you got, you know, some guys that want to go. You know, Red's wife went.
Had a
wonderful time. Took a lot of great photos. But you know, when you go on something like that, man, you're like, man, what's it going to be like? And you know, is the food going to be good? The accommodation's good. And I'm telling you, we highly, highly recommend this with Summertime Alaska Charters. They will take you on a lot of sightseeing deals. And, you know, I'm going to be 100% honest. That depends on weather, doesn't it, Rod?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Mother Nature threw us a curve for a few days trip. You know, we didn't really get to do half of what we normally take our groups out to do. But having said that, You saw what you still got to experience.
Oh, no, and, absolutely.
You know, even dealing with the weather.
Absolutely. You know? And, I mean, it was beautiful scenery. And, you know, we caught some rain, some storms, and different things. But, first of all, you want to be on that size of a boat. I could tell you there. And I may tell you, we pull in some of these bays and, man, slept at night. And you did not even know you were on a boat. I mean, it just sat there like this studio is sitting right now. So it was awesome. But
yeah, and you know, out in the Gulf of Alaska, a huge storm was raging, mm-hmm. and that kept us from being able to get out there. But when we got in some of those landlocked bays, I mean, even with that storm out there, the water was just as smooth as glass, and the scenery was just beautiful. And by the way, this fishing cruise takes place in Prince William Sound, which is one of the most beautiful locations in all of Alaska. And I mean, the scenery and the sea lions and eagles. We saw so many bald eagles. It was just tremendous. We actually got to see them swoop down in the water and grab the salmon out of the water. And you're on that luxury yacht, 57-foot yacht, and just comfortable. And the scenery, it's got a upper deck where you can get up high if you feel like it and see all around. And I'm telling you, it was just fantastic. My wife and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick, and we're going to come back with Rod. We got John Johnson on the line. John, how are you?
Are you there?
Yes, sir. You with us?
Yes, I am.
Good deal, good deal. So you want some tickets to International Sportsman's Expo?
I sure do.
All right, sir. Well, first of all, thanks for listening. What kind of activities do you enjoy in the outdoors?
Hunting, fishing, camping.
Okay.
About everything, huh?
I try to do everything.
How was your year this year on hunting in?
Not very good.
I'm telling you.
Ours was similar for elk.
Yeah. Where do you hunt for your elk?
Up around Craig.
Yeah, we were in the Walden area for second rifle. Yeah.
We were up there right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you have some weather hit?
It was beautiful up there.
Oh, was it? Hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Still didn't see anything.
We seen probably 5,000.
Whoa.
But we couldn't get to them. They're on private land.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they know where to go.
Yeah, they sure do. Well, John, I tell you what, leave Matt your information, so don't hang up. Matt will get you information. I'll call you right after the show, and I'll get these tickets to you.
Great. Thank you.
All right. And, Matt, we had a second caller, didn't we, that called in right there? All right. Did you get his name? All right. I copied down his phone number, so I'm going to get him a pair, too. So I've got his phone number. Your phone number ended in 3652 if you're listening. I got your number off the screen, so we'll call you back after the show, and we'll get you a pair as well. And, John, thanks a lot for listening. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. So, Rod, tell us about, we left in August. Tell us now what this season is looking like, and you got some openings.
Yeah, actually, right now we're looking at a pretty full schedule at the end of July through August right now. I've still got a lot of openings in June, late June and July, and possibly later into August.
Okay, good deal.
Tell us some of the things that the cruise offers, you know, possibly that Scott and I and my wife didn't get to enjoy because of that huge storm.
Right. We like to go over to different areas of Prince William Sound. There's a area where we really love to go and drop our shrimp pots out. We didn't get to do that with you guys. That is a hoot, guys.
Yes.
I
love shrimp, too.
Man, I'm
hey, there's nothing better than pulling up 5 gallons of shrimp, and that's what your dinner is that night.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to do it. Everybody, the crew is there, but all the guests, they love to get involved and do it. They want to put the bait in the pots, and they help bring the pots up and you know, dump the shrimp out and all that, and just sure. seeing some of the other creatures that you can find in those pots when they come up is just, it's really cool.
Right.
Really cool.
And I tell you, a few things, and we don't have time. I'd like to spend the whole show with Rod because, I mean, we had such a great time with him. But the tide, when it went out and when it came in, I didn't really understand what all that was about till we went there. And we were standing on a bank where we had got off on this little dinghy boat and went over. And there were several feet before water. Next thing I know, my feet are
in water.
My feet are in water. And the tide came back in. What are some of the measurements of how that can swell?
A typical tide there in that part of Alaska is about 12 to 14 feet, swinging either way from low tide to high tide. And, yeah, it's just one of those things that you have to know what you're doing up there. You have to be aware. When we'll take guests out and put them on that dinghy and take them to shore, well, we got to make sure we know exactly what time it is and what the tide's doing, because we could come back and they'll be swimming. And we don't want that to happen, obviously. But it's some of the most extreme tides in the world, and we have to watch out for them.
Check out their website, summertimealaskacharters.com. If you want more information, 303-929-6889. 303-929-6889. As I mentioned, Rod's going to be at the International Sportsman's Expo as well. We got to take a short break, and we're going to visit with Rod pretty much throughout the show here. But when we come back, we're going to be talking with Alan Schaffner. He is with Lone Star Hunts, and this is a gentleman that Red and I just finished up a hog hunt a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to come back and talk about that with Alan right after this. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Mark your calendar, the International Sportsman's Expo, coming January 15th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. See what's new at Colorado's largest sportsman show. Meet your buddies and plan your next adventure. The ISE has it all, fishing and hunting nearby and around the world. Free parking and shuttles from Coors Field. Bring the family to the youth fair. Free admission for kids under 16. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 15th to 18th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Catch the big one.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Rod Meyer. Red Merrill. I've got Rod Myers in studio. Rod's with Summertime Alaska Charters. We're going to be coming back to Rod here in just a moment. Want to give a shout-out to a good buddy, Joe Miser. Joe's in town from Oklahoma City area and want to say hello to Joe and tell him thanks for listening. And we will see Joe tomorrow at church. So looking forward to that. All right, let's go to Alan Schaffner. Alan is with Lone Star Hunts, and you heard us talking a few weeks ago. Red and I went down to the Wichita Falls area of Texas, and I went on a hog hunt. And my first time to do that, and I'm telling you, I'm glad we did it with Lone Star Hunts, and we had a blast. Alan, how are you?
We're doing good today, Scott. How are y'all today?
Well, we're good, man. Did you guys have a great Christmas?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Well, good, good. And I've got Red here in studio as well. So now I'm glad you weren't there, Alan, when Red made this like 20-yard shot because he's telling everybody it was 200 yards. But anyway, he did make an awesome shot, and I'm going to be very honest. It was about 200 yards, open sights with a 30-30, and did a good job.
I tell you,
well, I heard last week you say you had to finish it off. And yeah.
Actually, I hit him in the back leg. He was running, slowed him down for Red. So that's what it was. You know, I try to help.
And he is still able to run hard enough to get 200 yards away.
And they move pretty fast. Too.
Boy, I'm telling you, Alan, they do.
It was exciting.
It was, and I, you know, boy, your Cole did a great job for us, and. It was something that, you know, I'd always wanted to do, kind of like going to Alaska with our Rod here in studio. And it was something I'd always wanted to do and really didn't know the right people. And I'd seen you at the International Sportsman's Expo and talked to you a few times. We finally got hooked up to do it. But I'm telling you, it was an absolute blast. And I'll just take a minute and talk about the accommodations are great. And we're going to get into a couple of different choices that you have when you book a hunt with Alan. But accommodations are great. If you decide to let them cook for you, I promise you, you will not go hungry.
Man, it was delicious.
Great food and just an awesome time. It's about a 9-hour drive from Denver. And
a lot closer than Alaska.
A lot closer than Alaska. It sure is. But we had a great time. But why don't you just take a minute? And you're going to be at the International Sportsman's Expo. So why don't you tell just a little bit about what you're going to be having going on there at the Expo this year?
We're going to be, have our normal booth. We're in the 2700 aisle at the show. And this has probably been our seventh or eighth year to be coming up to the Sportsman Mix Show. And this year we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to offer a free hunt if you like us on Facebook. And everybody's going to be able to, we're going to give away one free hunt for everybody. One free hunt, and you're going to reach in and draw, and either you're going to draw out the free hunt or you're going to draw out for a cap. Or a knife, or just, you know, coffee cup or something like that.
Some other prizes, okay.
Everybody's going to get something when they draw into the box.
Okay.
And the qualification is you just like us on Facebook, you show us that you've liked us, and then you can reach in and draw.
And it's simply Lone Star Hunts, and you can check that out on Facebook. And it's what, half hour out of Wichita Falls, I would say.
East, about a half hour.
Yeah.
Yes, just off of 287. If you come down through Lamar, get on 287, don't stop till you get here. It's simple. It's really simple.
It is.
And it was a great time, Alan. You know, like Scott said, the accommodations were excellent, and it was just you limit it to a certain number of hunters, and so you've got the place, you know, pretty much to yourselves, and it was exciting. Hunting. I remember growing up down in Texas when we'd go out in a pasture and go rabbit hunting, you know, and you're riding in the back of the truck and the rabbits start running and you just go to shooting. And it really reminded me of that a lot because all those hogs jump and run and you talk about exciting time and you get lots of good shooting. And I'm just wondering if you was able to replace all the hogs we shot. I mean, you know, we did kill a record number.
I think the story's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Alan, my stories are best when there are no witnesses.
I understand that. Now, we have a good time. We get a large number of people that we get to come down here is from Colorado because that's where we emphasize our promotions and advertising and all that. But we get people, and even from Alaska. And somebody said, well, why would anybody come to Texas to hunt hogs out of Alaska? Because all the game that they got up there. But this is something unique. And it's not that you come, go somewhere, and just shoot one time. I mean, you get to shoot and shoot and shoot. I mean, if you can hit anything, you're all right. But I've had people shoot up to 100 rounds. I mean, so he couldn't hit the ground with a box of rocks. But that's another story itself. But I mean,
now, that was not true of Scott and I. I mean, we were dead eye.
I mean, it's not that just, you know, one shot and you're done type deal. I mean, it's a fun hunt.
Right.
Well, it was fun. It's one of the most exciting and fun hunting trips I've had in a long time.
Now, here's something special that Alan has put together for us, and I'll try to make this as least complicated as I can. There are two places you can stay. You can stay in their ranch house, or you can stay in what they term a cabin, which I'm going to tell you is very, very nice.
Very nice.
Okay. And there you cook for yourself if you stay in the cabin. That's $5.99 a guy. You get four hogs, 150 pounds or less. $7.99 a hunter if you want them to do the meals for you and you stay in the ranch house. If you mention our show, and if you can call Alan now, 940-636-1990, 940-636-1990, you can call him or see him at the And you know what? I really wouldn't wait the International Sportsman's Expo because I'm telling you, they get booked up very quickly there. I would give him a call. But if you mention our show, he's going to give you an extra hog under 100 pounds, 100 pounds or less,
which would
make a great meat hog. Okay,
yes,
so you can actually get a total of five. Four of those are going to be 150 pounds or less. You get an extra one, 100 pounds or less. If you kill one over 150, which we did several, that counts as two. And you know what? That's still cool.
It was
a lot of fun because we shot some big hogs.
And what you need to do there is just if you call me, say, this is our Colorado Sportsman Special, and just let me know that you heard it here on your radio station and that you want the bonus pig, and we'll get you signed up to do that, and we'll mark it down and know when you come and hunt with us.
Okay.
What
are the months that right now you know you've kind of got some openings that people maybe could be thinking, boy, that's the time I could get away and go?
You know, typically the colder months, you know, January, February, into March are the best time to go just because, you know, it warms up here in Texas. We start getting into, you know, May and June, and we shut down the 1st of May. And then we start back in October again, hunting again. We've done really well this year, and we're booked up all the way through the 1st of April. So we just got a couple hunting dates left for the spring, and now we're booking into the fall season.
Okay.
And typically when we come to the show, we sell out at the show. The Sportsman's Expo has been great for us.
Yeah, no, it's a great organization, and, you know, we're proud to partner with them again this year. And we're going to be doing some live shows from there. That's January 15th through the 18th, and we'll have Alan on as well. But take advantage of this. I'm telling you, if you're a guy and lady, I'm telling you, it'd be fun to take your wife and go shoot some hogs, whatever the case may be. All you got to do is call 940-636-1990. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and the bonus pig. Alan will get you fixed up. And go to LoneStarHunts.com. You can check out more. If you go to our site, I think my wife's got those up now in Sportsman of Colorado in our bragging gallery. We've got pictures of our hogs there. But it is an absolute blast, and we highly, highly recommend it and highly endorse it.
But just remember, if you come by our booth in January at the Sportsman Make Show, we're going to let you draw for a free hunt, for the two-person free hunt to come down here, and it won't cost you anything. And just have a grand old time.
Check them out on Facebook, Lone Star Hunts, about a half hour out of Wichita Falls, Texas, there east, and about a 9-hour drive. If you decide to drive down, it wasn't a bad drive at all because I did it. And it is so much fun. I mean, I can't even explain it, Red. I mean, it's just so much fun. Yeah.
I was throttling a yell in my throat the whole time. I mean, we were going there, and we'd jump a herd of hogs with 20 or 30 hogs in it. You know, and you're trying to pick out which one you want to shoot, and I'm telling you, your heart gets to pumping, and you're just going, yeehaw.
you know, and Alan, it's hard for Red to shoot with those two canes he has to get out of the, get his crutches going.
You all were here with Red's son.
Yeah.
And that's one thing good about this. I mean, when you come here, the group that you come with are the only people you're hunting with. We don't mix and match hunters. We book one hunt a week. And it's not that we're in here just pounding these pigs. I mean, so it's one of those type deals that you're hunting with your family or your group that you've hunted with for a long time.
Right. And that is nice. And it did make it a very nice event for us to do that.
You bet. Yeah. They got good equipment and good blinds, and then you can walk hunt, you can drive in that mule that y'all got and spot the hogs and jump out and go to shooting, and I'm telling you, it was a tremendous time. And Alan, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to our time next year about that same time when we come.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're sitting here right by the fireplace right now. We've got about 2 inches of snow on the ground, and we're fixing to head out and go try to kill two or three more pigs today.
Does it snow in Texas?
Yeah,
he told me this morning it snowed in Texas, man.
It'll be gone by tomorrow, and that's one good thing about Texas.
Yeah.
If it snows, it doesn't last very long, too.
Absolutely. Well, Alan, hey, man, we appreciate it, and we will look forward to seeing you at the Expo, and we may get you on a few minutes next Saturday as well.
That'll be good.
All right, that's LoneStarHunts.com, 940-636-1990. Mention the Sportsman of Colorado bonus pig special. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzvus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Let me tell you about a great family-owned gun store in Sedalia, Rampart Firearms. Buy, sell, trade, and they even offer consignment. A great supply of ammo and gunsmith services are available. Open 7 days a week. They offer a 4% tax rate, $20 transfers, and special ordering is available. And they're also a Class 3 dealer. Rampart Firearms, you'll find a friendly, knowledgeable staff, selection, service, and savings. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Let's go right to the phones. We've got our good friend Jim Arnold calling in from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Jim, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Man, I'm telling you, I'm jealous of your Facebook. Every day I get these awesome pictures of all your guys and your very successful guides and all your members and other guys that just hunt with you guys. Man, you guys are taking some geese and ducks, or geese now, really. But, boy, y'all just been doing a great job. So, man, what do you attribute all this success to?
You know, we got a good push of that cold Arctic blast that came down, brought us tons of birds down, and then this little shot of cold that we got, and we got some snow out east of here, east of Kersey. the duck and the goose hunt has just been world class. We've had for the last 2-3 weeks just full limits of geese on most of our hunts, and it's been really spectacular and awesome. What a sight to see.
Boy, it really, really has. As I mentioned, Jim's with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. You can check out waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com, waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com. Now, for the club, are you kind of full up in that right now?
You know, we are, Scott. You know, I got a great, great group of guys in the club. We've closed all our individual memberships down this year. We started a waiting list for next year for guys for individual memberships. We still have some corporate memberships available to sell for next year, and we'll be selling some of those at the ISD show. So if you come by our booth at the ISD show, we'd be happy to get you some information and get you on the list there to get in on the club.
And Jim just mentioned the ISC, that's the International Sportsman's Expo, January 15th through the 18th at the Colorado Convention Center. We will have a booth there. I believe our booth is number 827. And we'll be there with Sportsman of Colorado, and we're actually going to be broadcasting live from there a few days for that event. And there's a great deal there called the Adventure Theater, and that's where actually I met Jim last year. And Jim's doing three seminars this year on waterfowl. So take a minute and just kind of give your thoughts about the ISC show.
You know, Scott, the ISC show is absolutely unbelievable for anyone that's thinking about getting in the outdoors, anyone that's thinking about booking a trip, anyone that wants to know what Colorado has to offer. They've got everything from fishing to hunting there. The Adventures Theater, like you mentioned, has unbelievable amounts of information from the novice to the expert. Anyone that's involved in outdoors needs to come by, pick up a brochure, figure out what theater or what shows they'd like to go learn, and really talk to the pros, the guys that are in the field every day, and get their knowledge and their opinion on how they do it day in and day out.
No, because, I mean, you know, you get out there, and, boy, you look back at a hunt, and you go, man, I made some mistakes there. So this is a chance where you can hear guys that do this 24/7. They know the mistakes they've made. They know what works. And if you're looking to, you know, get a little better out there and increase your success rate, you know, really just being in the outdoors, there are going to be some great seminars. And over the next few shows, we're going to be going through a lot of those. I'm going to be hosting the Adventure Theater once again this year and being able to meet all these guys and introduce them for you. And so we are really looking forward to that. And again, that's the International Sportsman's Expo, January 15th through the 18th. Listen to Sportsman of Colorado every Saturday between now and then, and we're going to be giving away some passes for that as well. You know, Jim, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook. You know, everybody's got different friends on there, but I saw a deal the other day where a guy's dog got shot out among some decoys, and I just sent the guy a message, you know, and I said, man, I don't even know you, but that's a sad deal. And, you know, and I kind of also put in there, I put, that's inexcusable for a dog to get shot. You
yeah.
can't get too excited. And I mean, I can't even imagine how you would feel, you know, someone shooting your dog.
Yeah,
but take a minute and just talk about, you know, hunting safety. And, you know, most of you guys, these are in a blind deal, so you got close quarters. Sometimes you're hunting with guys you know. Sometimes you're hunting with guys you don't know. But take a minute and just talk about the importance of that and what you really push for guys in a blind.
You know, that is the number one thing at Waterfowl Haven, is we pride ourselves in making sure that we are always safe, guns on safe, always pointed in a safe direction. You know, and our dogs are our tools. You know, my dog has got endless training from a lot of kennels down in Golden, and I've got thousands of dollars in my dog, and I couldn't imagine something happened to my dog. So when I get him in the pit, first thing I do, I auger him in with I'm going to chain him up, the dog out by that pit line and chasing the bird. And I don't let the dog out until all the guns have been fired or unloaded or put back on safe. Then we take the dog out of the pit and let the dog do his job.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was just a really sad deal. And, boy, you hate to see, of course, anyone get shot. And then, boy, you hate to see an animal get shot like that as well. Well, Jim Arnold's our guest. He's with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club. His number is 720-917-9662, 720-917-9662. You know, we were out recently and shot some ducks a few weeks back, and we're going to get lined up and go out with Jim on some goose hunts here right after Christmas. I want to be out of town, or I'd hit it next week. But you've also got a special offer you want to throw out for us.
Absolutely, Scott. You know, we're running a special now. You book three hunters, bring the fourth free. You know, it saves you $200. We'd love to have you out. First timers, experienced pros, anyone that wants to get their family in it, take their son, daughter. You can buy it for Christmas, and we can get you a gift certificate, and you can put it right in their stocking or right underneath the tree. An awesome present to give your husband or your sons or your daughters. You know, get them the Colorado experience they're looking for.
Absolutely. Call 720-917-9662. And, you know, Jim can even probably work out some kind of gift certificate thing for a hunt, whatever. And so, man, don't do the socks. Don't do the tie. Get them a goose hunt, and they will absolutely love it. And, you know, I've 100% fully endorsed Jim, and we've been out with him and heard nothing but great things about, you know, even the big game things, which we'll get back into next year with his whole hunt club and everything. But just a great time, and, you know, it's hunting, and, boy, you can never say guarantee you shots, but I'm telling you, he's got great properties, great guides, great dogs, and I promise you, you'll have a great time with them. So, Jim, hey, we appreciate it, man. We'll look forward to our next visit.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott. You guys take care of yourself.
All right, bud. Merry Christmas to you as well. That's Jim Arnold. His number is 720-917-9662, 720-917-9662. And we want to thank Jim Arnold. Jim was out of town, and so we actually had to tape that a little bit before Christmas. But I did ask Jim if he would still honor that special. So if you can get four hunters, you pay for three. That's a $200 savings. So it's $200 a gun, and you pay for three. Fourth guy's free. So, Red, find two more friends, and I'll go free. All right, how's that?
You know, that might be hard for me to do. You know, I go through friends, you know. You know, when I start bragging on Texas, people start to turn and walk away. You know, I've never been able to understand that.
I know. I have no idea why either. All right, this segment is brought to you by Stack Optical. Let me tell you about a minute. We're going to get to Susan Renault here in just a second. Stack Optical, located in the Cherry Creek, is really off Colorado Boulevard. You take a left there on 3865 Cherry Creek Drive, North Drive. That's 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive. They're Suite 130. Stack Optical. They've been around for a long, long time here in the Denver metro area. Great reputation. And besides just the normal eyewear contact lenses, Alan has gotten into making these custom hunting glasses. So here's what he's offering. If you call 303-321-1578, $59 eye exam, but you got to mention Sportsman of Colorado. Then, if you decide you want to look at some glasses, it's 10% off of these custom hunting glasses. Now, if you need some regular glasses too, he'll take care of you. Just mention the show. But these custom hunting glasses, I've actually got a pair around my neck right now. He put in some different colors for me, and I love them. And I tell you, I've gone through a million pair of $10 sunglasses and $200 sunglasses trying to find good pair. And I'm telling you, these are really, really nice glasses. And he has already had a few people come in from the show. And I believe a couple of the guys ordered two pair each in different lenses, different colors. So check them out, Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive, Suite 130, 303-321-1578. I have regular eyeglasses I bought from him as well, and just a great guy, and they've been doing this a long, long time. So, you know, don't trust your eyes to these big box stores. You need somebody that you can trust, and we highly, highly endorse Stack Optical. All right, let's get to Susan Renault real quick. Susan, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Well, same to you, Susan, and we appreciate it. We met Susan last year at the International Sportsman's Expo. As we mentioned, we were hosting the Adventure Theater there and got to introduce Susan, so we got to meet her. And actually, I have two books left that Susan was kind enough to give me, and if you would like one of those, we will give those away today. 303-477-5600. It's Colorado's Biggest Bucks and Bulls. And I believe that's the third edition, right, Susan?
It is. And I wanted to jump in and tell you some news that's been the buzz of the hunting community for several months now.
Okay.
There's a Ross Brett took a fantastic, non-typical mule deer in the Uncompahgre Plateau during this hunting season, and everybody thought it would score over 300 points. It's one of the finest, most gorgeous, non-typical mule deer ever harvested in the world. It fell short a little bit. December 20th, the Boone and Crockett Club assembled a measuring crew to come out to Grand Junction, and they measured it at 292 6/8, which makes it one of the top mule deer ever taken in the world. That works out to be about 35th biggest in the world.
Wow.
Wow.
And you know, those records are still out there.
Well, they are. And in my book, Colorado's Biggest Bucks and Bulls, I actually have located over the years animals that had never been measured. So there are a lot of animals out there that are in people's barns and in people's garages that have never been scored. You know, there's some big guys out there we don't even know about yet. But this one, the coolest thing absolutely about this animal was that when the hunter found out it wasn't over 300, he said, "That's okay. It's the best animal I've ever seen in my life, and I'm honored to have harvested it," which says to me, this is a true hunter. He's a true sportsman, and I really appreciate his attitude. It was disappointing to a lot of people that this animal didn't hit 300, but it's the way he handled it was with such grace. And by the way, he's a retired Marine.
Well, that's great.
All right.
Now, Susan, you're going to be at the International Sportsman's Expo as well, and we're going to be doing some live shows from there, and we're going to get you on there. But tell us what you've got going on at the Expo.
Well, as I'm a life member of the Mule Deer Foundation, and as an ongoing effort to raise money, we are selling my book, and the proceeds, a good chunk of the proceeds, are going to go to the Mule Deer Foundation.
Okay.
The book is going to be at the Mule Deer Foundation booth, and we're also going to be talking to people about the things that Mule Deer Foundation does for wildlife. Colorado, and I think I've mentioned this to your listeners before, Colorado is number one in the world for the production of outstanding mule deer. And a lot of people think it's Idaho or Utah, but it's not. It's actually Colorado. And our state is just outstanding. So we have a group of wonderful volunteers at the Mule Deer Foundation. They're going to be at the ISE, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely. Now, your book, what does that actually retail for?
It retails for $39.95.
Okay.
And when I saw you at another sports show, I gave you a few copies.
Yes.
If anybody wants a copy, I guess they can call into your show. And
yep, I've got two left that you gave me. Number's 303-477-5600. If you would like one, give us a call. And I'm telling you, these are nice leather-bound books. They're autographed. Susan was kind enough to autograph them for us, and I will get them to you. You just got to be one of the first two callers. So, Susan, listen, we appreciate it. And we'll get you back on again before the ISE show to let you talk about you know, all the things that you're involved in again, and we sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And if anybody has any questions, they can log on to my website at ColoradosBiggestBucksAndBulls.com or call me in Colorado Springs, 719-661-4037. And again, thank you for such a great show.
No, Susan, we thank you, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay, take care. Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh, same to you.
You know, Scott, I've got that book myself, and I'm telling you, it's a great book to put on your coffee table. Every time I go and sit down in my recliner, I reach out and get that book and flip through and see those great pictures and stories and stuff. It's an excellent book and a great
source.
We've
got two copies, 303-477-5600. And again, these are beautiful leather books. They're autographed by Susan, and we'll figure out how to get them to you, but you got to call 303-477-5600. All right, let's go back to Rod real quick. So, Rod, let's come up with a deal here that we can offer our Sportsman of Colorado listeners. All right, so now your trips are mostly what number of days?
Usually 3 to 5 days.
Okay, 3 to 5 days.
Yep.
Okay, so let's say if somebody does a trip, what, 3 days or longer?
Yep.
Can we do something like that?
How about if they mention Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll give you $500 off your first day?
All right. That sounds like a deal. You can reach Rod at 303-929-6889. That's summertimealaskacharters.com is the website. Now, we want you to come to the International Sportsman's Expo. A lot of great people there. But I'm telling you, they start getting booked up. If you're thinking about doing something like this, and Kevin Flesh, one of our partners, he's coming in August.
Yep, Kevin's booked with us.
2015, yep. So Kevin's taking his family there. You can give Rod a call now, 303-929-6889. And I'm telling you, this was a very, very nice trip. Boy, it's not too bad of a flight flying over. I can't remember how long it took us to fly there.
Not very long, but it
wasn't like going to Africa.
But
it was really a nice trip. And, boy, you know, they took great care of us there. And, you know, and I want to say this, too, because I think sometimes when you do shows, everybody thinks that, well, yeah, they're going to do extra stuff for you because you have them on the show. They advertise with you. I'm telling you, you know, I've talked to other people that have been there. You know, Kevin is going over there. They treat everybody really, really well. We can tell that just by the way that we were treated. And like I say, the accommodations, food, and really just great time. I mean, John, I mean, that guy's a trip. I mean, you know, your captain there. I mean, you know, big, you know, and everybody can joke around and just have fun.
We do, you know, but the crew's there. We're always the same, but the groups, each group that comes in, they're all different. And having you guys on board, it was a blast too. You know, Ron,
yeah,
just enjoyed the heck out of that guy. And when he caught that 82-pound halibut,
son,
all he kept saying was, "Oh, son,
oh,
yeah."
Son. Yeah.
And you got to dispatch it with the 410. So,
yes. See, I got to shoot one. I was like, "Hey, just give me a gun, I'm good." But but that was cool. And then Red's wife, she caught
about a 25-pound
halibut. Yeah. And I'm telling you, just watching them, I mean, we actually got some GoPros and got those on film, and just watching them reel those up, because the depths can be, I mean, Ron, he was pretty far down there when he was reeling his up.
Yeah, we were, I think, about 160 feet or so.
Yeah.
Right there where we caught
that fish. It took a little while to wind him up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, but man, and I'm telling you, that halibut was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, good.
It was very, very good.
Well, we take care of the fish for you. You know how we vacuum pack.
Yeah, talk about the service then, right. after the catch.
It's all inclusive trips, and we take care of your fish, take the fillets and vacuum pack them, and then we're putting them in the deep freezer and getting them ready for you to take them back home, you know, whichever way you need to take them. A lot of people check them back on as checked luggage when they fly out.
Yeah,
and you know, one of the great things too, the airlines flew their fish in those boxes. They flew that back free.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Frozen fish box. They get home and they're just like you just caught them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the other things there besides, you know, the fishing aspect? Talk about some of the other excursions, I guess we can call it, on the water we can do.
We'd love to emphasize the sightseeing. Like I said, we didn't get to do the shrimping with you guys. We also have great glacier tours, whale viewing. The whale shows were just outstanding this whole summer. They were there all summer. They were easy.
Y'all got really close to one. Oh, that one picture you sent me.
Oh yeah. They were there all summer. We didn't have any trouble finding them, and they put on a lot. Just a great show. We've got the little dinghy, the skiffs that we take off. You guys got to go on that. You know, we went up to the salmon streams. Mm-hmm. Just saw tons of salmon. Yes. You know, you guys caught. Everybody caught some fish. The glaciers and the icebergs. It's just not just fishing. You know, you're missing out if that's all you want to do. There's just too much else to see.
Rod, tell us a little bit about the logistics of when a person flies from here. Where do they go? How do they get picked up? And all those kind of things.
It's up to the person, but the normal trip starts in Denver, or you know, wherever you're leaving from, and goes to Anchorage, Alaska. And from there, there's a couple of options. If the situation is correct, we'll go ahead and bring our van, a commuter van, over. We can pick you up there and drive you back to Valdez, but that's a full day trip back there and back, as you guys saw. There's also commuter flights from Anchorage right into Valdez, and there also is the Alaska Ferry, which is a fun trip to take too.
And, you know, we didn't, of course, we didn't get to take the ferry, and we didn't fly from Anchorage to Valdez, but you came and picked us up in a van, and I highly recommended that because we got to see a whole bunch of Alaska.
Yeah.
And we got to see several different glaciers and the rivers, and I mean, it's just, you know, for those that have wanted to go to Alaska all your life, it's been a dream and you've wanted to go to Alaska, this is the trip of a lifetime. This is the way to do it, to go on your all's luxury yacht and get to see the country, get to see Prince William Sound and the whales and the sea lions and then the fishing. I'm telling you, it was a great experience.
Yep. We had a great time with you guys. Hope that you can come back.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at the International Sportsman's Expo. Again, we'll get you over to our booth and do some live shows from there as well. Summertime Alaska Charters, 303-929-6889, 303-929-6889. I want to mention before we get out here today, too, one of our relatively new sponsors, Phoenix Weaponry. Aaron Case is the owner there. He's actually going to stop by our booth and help us out there in our booth at the International Sportsman's Expo as well. But they're located up in Longmont. Phoenix Weaponry's mission is to provide affordable custom and semi-custom weapons and components with a built-to-shoot approach. Phoenix Weaponry also provides a retail storefront for the retail sale of firearms, firearm accessories, quality customs, Cerakote, firearm finishing, gunsmithing, and firearms training classes for the public. And they provide a turnkey solution for novice and experienced gun enthusiasts wanting to customize weapons. I've been up their facility, Red. We need to run up there next week or so, so I can show you that. But you can give them a call, 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496. And we're going to have Aaron on about once a month with us because the they just make some really cool stuff. And, man, he's going to get into all the custom things that they can do. And they're, I believe the term is a Class 3 dealer with all the suppressors and all. And those are really ever-changing. And, man, they've got some that they showed me that are just so, so quiet. So, we appreciate that. The two books are gone, by the way. Matt's giving me the signal. Those two books are gone. So hopefully you'll come see Susan there at the International Sportsman's Expo as well. And, Red, I tell you know, thinking of our 100 shows, it's not a million by any means, but, man, I tell you, I've sure enjoyed it. And I tell you, one thing I love about this industry is you meet people like Rod. Okay, now, just
that's what I was going
to
say.
Great people in this industry. Outdoor industry.
Well, you know, the outdoor people, people in the shooting and fishing industry are just great people. They're the down-to-earth people that that are involved in the conservation of game and stuff. And to meet those guys, they're men and women of great character and, you know, just a thrilling time to be around them. And you and I have gotten to experience some hunting mm-hmm. that we would probably never have gotten to do. And then going on this fishing trip to Alaska. Now, you had been in Alaska as a kid, but my wife and I had never been to Alaska. And this was the trip of a lifetime, and we still right. talk about it. And that's what's been so great mm-hmm. about this show, other than the fact that you get to be with me, you know, here on the show and stuff.
There are benefits, right? Yeah, there are benefits.
And we have had a great time.
We really have, and I really appreciate all your help. And Kevin Flesh, another good buddy of ours, partner with us on the show. Appreciate all that Kevin's done. Want to thank Tina Francone a few weeks ago for hosting the show for us. I don't know if I did that properly last week, so I want to thank Tina. And, you know, we love our station here with 560 KLZ and hope you'll continue to listen. We will look forward to our shows in 2015. Our good friend John Rush, his show will precede us as well, Drive Radio. And then, of course, Rush to Reason with John Rush during the week and Haystack Help Radio. Like I say, we've got some announcements coming up there with some maybe time slot changes there a little bit, but we will update you more on those. So, again, we want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us get to this first landmark, and we look forward to our next 100 shows as well. So, Rod, man, appreciate it, and we'll look forward to hanging out with you again soon.
Congratulations, you guys. 100 shows, you, Red, Kevin, everybody associated with the show. Week in and week out, you do a great job.
Well, we appreciate that. I appreciate that. Well, Lone Star Hunts, check them out. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, bonus pig special. Give Alan a call, 940-636-1990, LoneStarHunts.com. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Watley. Have a great weekend.
expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Tom Tancredo has joined Grassroots Radio Colorado, Mondays at 5 with Chris Cook on KLZ 560.
Hey, it's Randy Corcoran from The Morning Show. Wake up with Randy Corcoran and the law offices of Randy B. Corcoran, PC. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and words of warning. DUIs suck. Take a cab, call a friend, or sleep it off. But if you misjudge and you get stopped, call me. My cell phone is on my business cards. I'm available. There are ways to keep most people out of jail and driving. DUIs suck, but I can help. I'm Randy Corcoran. Call me at 303-749-0062. We're a full-service law firm. Any legal problem, call the law offices of Randy Corcoran. 303-749-0062.
KLZ AM 560. KLZ HD Denver.
Listen live at KLZ560radio.com.
KLZ 560, a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the following program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Jervis DeChico is registered with and offers securities through Kovac Securities, member FINRA SIPC, and offers advisory services through Kovac Advisors. The Spectrum Planning Group is not affiliated with Kovac Securities or Kovac Advisors.